views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, December the 18th, 7:05 in the morning, news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina and Ben are in there at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
The Ukrainian princess.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy to see you.
You
happy
too. Been a while.
All festive looking and yeah, all that. Hey, what national day is it today?
So, I was kind of investigating here, and today is National Twin Day.
Twin.
You two could go for twins in there.
And also today's International Migrant Day. Migrant?
Migrant.
Yes.
Okay.
Migrants. Is that like Canadian geese that come down? No.
That could
it's
be
probably
anybody.
Probably migrants. Okay.
Now, what's the difference between a migrant and an immigrant?
Immigrant comes to be assimilated into the country, and a migrant just comes in.
Is that really the terminology?
I think that's it. I'll probably have to look it up.
We need to
sure.
look it up.
No, you immigrate, you migrate. You immigrate and you come in to be assimilated into a country and you come in illegally. A migrant just comes in and they form their own living pods and areas and all this. And they don't want to be assimilated. So there
yes,
you go.
Carl is correct.
Imagine that.
Well, here it says, a person who moves from one place to another, especially in order to find work or better living conditions, or an animal that migrates. Tending to migrate or having migrated. Because I looked it up.
But I'm...
You were right.
If you have to get in, yeah, you have to get I mean, into this a little bit more as opposed okay. to an immigrant, but... Yeah, I mean, and that's always what I've
I mean, we come from
was.
A land of yeah. immigrants. America was built on a land of
that's,
immigrants.
It is immigrants.
You know.
And when I see this thing about, you know, when people talk about having a strong border, and there's a picture of a Native American, you know, there with a tear in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but think as Native Americans probably several hundred years ago wish they had strong borders.
And, or no borders at all.
Well, no, they because of all the people that came. What
right,
is on?
Right.
Wait a minute. Wait. What is on your glasses? It looks.
I,
you know what it looks like? It looks like beef.
I may have chocolate
like,
on my glasses. I don't know.
The chocolate
you know,
on
when
your
you
glasses.
Have two pairs, one that's all scuffed up, and I pull one, they look. They're Kate Spade. I love them. And anybody who knows me knows that I have just a complete, you know, what would you call it?
Addiction?
No, it's a horrible. You know, I lose my glasses.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Losing glasses.
And so I grab whatever I can see out of, and one's really scratched up and one isn't. And so the scratched up one, I just, you know, you learn to look through it. So anyway, on a good note, guess what, you guys? Oh my God, what a beautiful day. Highs today, meaning our top temperature will be around 63 degrees. And I was outside this morning super early and it was beautiful. I went to Safeway. Because we're going to have little Safeway cupcakes, little Christmas cupcakes, and I wore my little fur vest and my fur hat, and I walked in all cheery and super clean, and I ran into a couple people I know that were running, and so they were working out. It was lovely. Anyway, so it's beautiful outside. Go outside this morning. Look at just embrace the beautiful weather and where we live. Like, it is so easy to get caught up in anxiety. I gotta. I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I think in general, people, there's accidents, people are going super fast, they're irritable, or some are, not everybody. But if you could take a minute and just enjoy, okay, we're in this holiday season, what does this mean? The gratefulness, the joy, share a smile, just the gratitude. And so when you go outside today, mostly sunny. So it's that dreary weather is not going to be here. Mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 44. And tomorrow, on Thursday, 63, mostly sunny again, and overnight lows of 46. Friday, got a little bit of clouds coming in, but not bad, 59. Friday night, slight chance of showers, but we're just going to say boo-hoo on that. Not going to happen. Saturday, we have, okay, now, according to this, now, you know, it changes every day. And we have the blower right outside the window. We're grateful for the blower guy. You know, even though we're live on the air, he doesn't care. He's right there at the window doing his job. So we got to be grateful for that.
He's waving at us.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
So Saturday looks like we have 100% chance of showers with 52. But, like, if you look at the forecast every day, sometimes that changes. So Saturday night, according as we look right now, we'll have rain on Saturday night and Sunday as well. Anyway, so beautiful days ahead of us. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I want to talk to them, talk about that in a minute. Located out in Anderson, the Kinney family. It's such a wonderful business. They do such positive work. They're in their fourth generation of Kinney family, running that business. Shasta Gas Propane for all your gas needs and propane needs. 365-3794. If you have any problems with your propane tanks and you run, your electricity or whatever you have to do within your home on propane and you're running low, or you need help, please give them a call. They are the people that are going to come out there and, you know, take care of you. So can we talk a little bit about that? We only have about 4 minutes left in this segment. Do you want me to talk about yesterday, or do you want to wait till we get back and we'll start fresh on that?
We can start fresh on that because we've got till 8 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock the sheriff's office will join us. One of the things we're going to talk about is some conditions out there in our town, which most of us know exists. But yesterday morning we started out with, we had a homeless guy.
Sharon was here?
Well, it was before that.
Oh.
It was when I came in the morning. I get in, you know, 6:15 around that.
Mm-hmm.
Out behind our door, a guy was sleeping. I had all his stuff there. Mm-hmm. And when I ignored him when I first came in, and then David and I went out there just to ask him to please leave. And he was fine. I mean, he wasn't belligerent. He wasn't,
right.
He wasn't drunk. He wasn't on drugs. And I said, so where'd you come from? He goes, I just got off the bus last night, and I was real tired. And I said, okay. And he said, I'm on my way to Eureka, up the road here. And so, you know, I gave him a cup of coffee, and he and told me where Good News Rescue Mission was. And he said, oh, yeah, I know where it's at. He's, you know, he really wanted to, he didn't ask, but he wanted to ride down there mm-hmm. because he's tired. Okay, fine. No, but he knew where it was, so he's been around here. But so I'm just wondering, he was a young guy, if he had been in and out of Redding, but he is where he slept last night was right there behind our place, mm-hmm. which was, you know, we have that little eave that goes out right above the door, but he wasn't even in there. So, but he's kind of indicative of some of the things, except, like I said, he did not appear like he was on drugs or alcohol or anything. And he got up and he left, you know, gave him a cup of coffee, and he appreciated that. And wasn't there this morning, because sometimes we'll get him here 2 or 3 days and ask him to leave, and they, you know, eventually don't show up again.
Well, at the 15, when we take a break after 15.
Yeah. But you've seen some things
well,
lately.
Well, I just want to talk about this.
About them. Okay.
Well, want to take an early break?
We can do that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, let me see, what do we have here? We've got, okay, the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS have posted holiday deadlines for shipping packages if you're going to get them there by Christmas Day. So today is it. United States Postal Service says the Ground Advantage service, 2 to 5 business days. It's today. First class mail service today. Priority mail tomorrow. Priority mail express service December 21st. Let me see. If you're going to send things to Alaska or Hawaii, you've missed it. Unless you're going to be sending it first class mail service, and you can send them today. And just let me mention to people, if you've been on our Christmas card list, and it varies every year on how many Christmas cards I want to do, or how many I've got, you know, how much time I have left. Hopefully they're going to get to you by Christmas. If not, they'll get to you after Christmas, and you'll still know you're being thought of. So, then you see what else. Oh, if you're going to be sending packages, you probably should check with USPS on this. And 7:15 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 18th of December, 7:20 in the morning. Sunrise at 7:28 today. Hey, for veterans, if you're onto My Health Vet website, where it gives you all your meds and, it has all your information. You're going to start changing around, and you're going to have to start signing in with login.gov or id.me. However, They're having an outreach event today in the lobby of the Reading VA clinic out there on Knighton Road. It goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you don't want to go on, go through the computer and go through the system and give up your, I think one of them you need to upload your driver's license so they can make sure it's you. I understand what they're doing, but if you're not comfortable with that, or you're just not comfortable by using the computer, just head on out to the Veterans Clinic, and you can sign up right there. So please pass that to other veterans that may, are on my health e-vet, my H-E-A-L-T-H-E vet website. Okay.
All right, now, Nick is on the line. Before I go into my spiel, let's go to phones.
Let's go to Nick's spiel.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Hey, listen, I know you guys are going to be talking about the homeless, and I heard the experience you guys had down behind your station there. It's been, from what I've noticed, the homeless has gotten a little bit less congested downtown and around that area.
Agreed.
for the last few years.
Agreed.
It really has.
Yes.
It really has.
Well, you know, it's gotten more congested over on Hilltop and Sharon Creek Road, especially around where Safeway is, and then on down where Hartnell crosses Churn Creek.
Mm.
You know, I'm up and about at 6:30 and 7 every morning, and I go by there, and there's always, you know, you need both hands to count how many homeless you see sleeping just along the main track.
And you know what? I believe you're right that they've been moving, because the other day I walked all around downtown looking at these new how they're painting the electric transformers around here. And all of downtown, and I did not see one person on the street homeless, which to me was, you know, unusual. But then, kind of like you, I've been seeing less people, especially right downtown here.
Well, so, what I want to talk about,
of course, they've moved,
Nick.
Well, there's more over on Enterprise, and it looks to me like they've pushed them over there.
Right. So
wanted to bring that to your attention, and thank you for having me on.
You bet, Nick. Thanks.
So thank you. Merry Christmas. And let me just go into what happened, you know, what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And so we do, you know, we couldn't pick up, you know, with Shasta College, they do their big Christmas the first weekend of December. Of course, we were in Las Vegas for the rodeo. And so Lamone out there, who runs the horticultural department, I had asked them to, they had these poinsettias that they grow from seedlings. They have them delivered. And first, she said, oh, my God, there was a mistake in the order. We have 500 pink poinsettias. So then I said, well, please, you know, I want you to hold back 25, and I can't pick them up until we get back. Well, we get back from rodeo, blah, 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 you know, busy, and before I knew it, a week had gone by, and then she had called a couple of times, you're going to pick up these poinsettias? We pulled them for you. So Carl and I went with my car and his truck and picked up we went with 20, and they were different colors. So she said, oh, well, we got white, red, and pink. And so what we do, which is cool, because we can buy the poinsettias from them, and this is what I love about the organic process of shopping local, stay local, is because, you know, we buy the poinsettias from them, and that goes towards the, their horticulture department, however they use it towards, you know, helping out with Shasta College. So that's a yummy feeling. They're 6 inches. They're not like the big old ones that you get at, Costco that look like, you know, these gorgeous 20, 30, or however, 3 feet. But they're pretty and they're meaningful. So, I filled my car up, started on, we have another call. Okay, so let me finish this thought for a minute. Or do we need to?
No, just keep.
All right.
Keep going.
So anyway, so we started with the cards that we make out. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. My first stop was Tobacco and Brew, of course. They're longtime people that I want to see and say thank you so much. We are celebrating 15 years on the air, December 15th. I think we started in 2009. So Carl and I are still trying to count it. Are we on 15 or are we on 16?
I think we're starting 16, but I'm not sure, but Tobacco and Brew has been with us since day one.
Since day one. So I went. Shelley was there. It was really great. What do you need? What can we do? Love you guys. And, you know, there's a beautiful feeling when you own a business, and I'll just say this because we had this conversation when we were in Reno with some friends. When you own a business, it's almost as if you're a restaurant and you own a business, and you know, like when COVID happened, even though we did get COVID relief, we were able to, as a business, and this is not an attaboy, please, it's because we felt it was the right thing to do. We were all in this mess, and there's people who could not advertise. And we're like, well, you know what? If we have room, why not? We're open. We're an emergency broadcast. We're going to be here. We're going to do this. And so that's what it is when you're in the community. You help your brothers and your sisters. So Tobacco and Brew, we started off there, and it was great to see Shelley, and they're great. And then I went to Four Winds Jewelry because I was on that line, you know, there off of Hilltop. And, you know, they're super crowded right now because Four Winds Jewelry is having their anniversary sale. So it was great to see Leonard and the gang. Lots of people in there. And if you've been in there before, like say in November, which I went in there before, the rodeo just to see what they had, they have brought out so much more stuff. And I think what happens, and there was somebody in there from Waverville, super good friend, and she was putting on consignment a jewelry store that's closing out of Waverville. So there's that kind of thing that's moving through there all the time. And they had some beautiful turquoise pieces and some beautiful jewelry and estate pieces, et cetera. So they're in their 20% off all year, all through December. Super crowded, but always available and great prices. So went to Four Winds Jewelry, and I was bringing them two poinsettias each, and I told them, these aren't just store-bought poinsettias. Well, what do you mean? They were six-inch seedlings that they grew at Shasta College, and that's the meaning behind them is because this the to buy them was money local. towards the horticultural thing out there. So anyway, so that was great. Went to Four Winds Jewelry. Now I didn't realize because they were so busy at that point. I didn't hear about their homeless situation, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Then I went to Coachmaster, who'd been a long time as well. Don Steck, you remember the famous Don Steck commercials, and then Alan. Well, Alan has retired and it's gone on now to his son.
So we've gone through three generations of Coachmaster, and they've been with us the whole time too.
Yes, Coachmaster, and so that was great to talk with him and hear, you know, that we had just come back from NFR and that he's a big Taylor Sheridan fan, and we talked about Yellowstone, and you just, you know, you're going in and out of the blue and they stop what they're doing and we're carrying on this conversation. So, but I do want to talk about, some of the,
some of the things you saw, but let's go to Richard. Take our break and come on back.
All right. But I do want to talk about Crackmaster.
Oh, no. We'll do that as soon as we get back.
And his situation out in front of his business. And so, Richard, what's on your mind?
Hey, a couple quick announcements. Good morning. So for anybody that would like to support a couple of new conservative County Office of Education candidates, their swearing in is today at 12:15. And you can do public comment and should be at the Innsbruck location, more than likely. Once in a while, they'll move it to the Magnolia, but double-check that on the Shasta-Scully website. And then tomorrow night, the last Board of Supervisors meeting for three different county board members. 5:30, I believe, is the start time. Confirm that on their website. And so show up and support those folks. You know, give thanks, gratitude. And then wish some good luck to some of these new conservative board members.
Well, yeah, Tim Garman, Patrick Jones, and Mary Rickert are saying adios. And Alan Long and Corky Harmon and Matt Plummer are coming on.
Mr. Plummer.
Are all coming on. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Have a good day, everybody.
You bet. Thanks, Richard. Okay. You just talked about Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop
That's right.
Drive. So what else we got here? And, Cornerstone Community Bank.
they'll be on the
you
stock
think
today.
I know that since I do this every day. You know, it is a local bank. And even though it's a small bank, it's won national level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation, right here in Reading. Local board of directors, they take care of their customers. We've been customers of theirs for a while. I'm real happy there. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, one just close to Jack's Grill on California Street, the other, the main branch over there in the Cornerstone Shopping Center, and the newest branch down in Anderson. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches. It's kind of like the Cheers of banking. 7:30 in the morning, we'll be right back.
Getting to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
Christmas song, I wanna be dancing all night long.
Welcome
morning.
Back.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Christina's in the house because she plays wonderful, fun music.
Hey, did you know a week from today is Christmas? And to let everybody know, we're going to be off Christmas Eve. Or we're going to be, doing best of and that kind of stuff on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Of
but
course.
We'll be back the day after Christmas. Or maybe. Maybe we'll be back.
Yeah, we're still trying to...
Oh, it depends on where we're at.
So if you hear a show and it's best of, it's because you know that...
We didn't make it.
We have this, we have this family here at KCNR that works so hard that it's really nice to be able to say, you know what, we're okay to just, still run our associate shows that are, we'll still have Dave Ramsey and all of our great shows that you love to listen to, Armstrong and Getty. I'm sure they're probably doing best of, too. So.
I think everybody is. Okay. Now.
I want to go back into.
Finish your story.
Okay. And I know he says, do it.
If that's possible.
I don't know. So, Crackmaster, when I went there, and that would have been the same day that I had.
Yesterday.
Okay. I know it feels like, no, it was the day before.
Okay.
And so I walk in, and Jeff is saying he's been in business over 30 years. All right.
Jeff works Crackmaster. Been with us from the very beginning.
Crackmaster
also.
Windshield repair. He does windshield repair.
Yeah, not and repair.
Right.
It's Crackmaster. Well, yeah, I know. And I stopped trying to correct that.
Right.
It's Crackmaster windshield repair.
In business over 30 years. And so he's in there in his shop. He talked about how his back area where he had his trailer had been broken into, and they completely wiped him out. And as I pulled up in front, now, some people wouldn't even gotten out of the car because lined up in front of Crackmaster were five people to the left, four people to the right, where there's this little door.
Getting out of the rain.
Yes, getting out in the rain. So three guys, one guy had a glass pipe. He was probably smoking crack. I don't know. And two women, they were squatting under the eaves or whatever it was. And then there's three people to the right. And so I just walked in and I said, "Guy, Jeff." He said, "Yeah, it's really been an issue." He said, "I have one guy who has, that's with them, but has kind of helped me, helped around kind of like moving them." And then I said to him, "Okay, not that I don't have a heart. I'm asking, we have all of these areas when we talk about when it's super heat. Wait, when it's super hot, we have these cooling areas. Cooling areas here. Cool, you can get out of the heat here. Why don't we have, where does the word go with the people who don't have a home and it's raining that they can go get out of the rain?"
Well, they do. They do have that because where you're talking about is literally across the street from the Good News Rescue Mission. Literally across the street where they can get out of the rain, they can get food, they can warm up, get dry clothes. They can do it.
And they're choosing not to.
They're not
smoking
to.
Crack
and, yep,
out in front of Jeff.
They're choosing not to. So Jeff moved him. It's not like you can't get into the business or anything like that. That was a one-day thing.
Yes.
But it's some of the things that a lot of our businesses are facing in this weather. It's not like a permanent thing. But, Jeff takes care of it. He calls cops. Cops come by and move them. But it was just the point of it's, between the call and the cops coming to move them. When you came in there. So the police are out there protecting our businesses and moving these people around. And when you ask that, that's a good question, because what happens, if you'll notice in towns like where Randy lives, it was 20 below back in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a homeless problem because it gets 20 below. Here, we have that problem, even though it seems to be getting better, as Nick says. But maybe it's just because that people are moving to areas that we just don't see them.
I see a lot of people. I saw yesterday when I left Wind River, because I went into the Rancheria offices as well, that I saw a cop car because there was a tent. The lights were off. There was a tent that was just on the side of the road, and they were moving them along. And I'm thinking to myself, where are they moving them? Where, when I say them, it feels so bad because these are souls. These are daughters and sons and sisters of people. They're souls. And, when there were that many out in front of Jeff's place, And then recently I just heard from Sue, I didn't see anything out in front of Four Winds Jewelry, but she said that they've been having an issue. And so I just want to know where they're saying, when somebody's coming along to say, move along, here's an address you can go get out of the rain right now. You can be taken care of for a day and get some soup, or that's beyond the mission. So if somebody knows about a place like that, please tell us, because I want to talk about it. If I see somebody like the guy back there that was in the, you know, the back of the station, where do you send them?
Well, we did. We sent them to Good News Rescue Mission.
Besides the Good News Rescue Mission is what I'm saying. Is there another place?
Well, maybe we should have warming shelters on every block. No? Okay. No, I don't think so. But there are, you know, you've got a number of rescue centers around here that help people. And, you know, and the Good News Rescue Mission, that's what they're set up to do. Though you will start seeing them in libraries, you know, the library, mm-hmm. they come in to get, you know, out of the rain and warm and that. It's just that time of the year. So,
well, it breaks my heart. But now, on a good note, I do, this is kind of double-sided, but not really. So went to the first stop for me with the poinsettias was Judy Maxwell. And, of course, I love their staff, and they stop, and they, you know, I brought the poinsettias in, and we were hearing about their Toys for Tots. Wonderful experience. And by the way, guys, we still have a box that needs to have unwrapped toys. Please come. Please come and put some toys into our box. But what she said really kind of blew my mind, because she said, oh, my God, you have no idea. I, you know, with Medicare D, whatever, there's a new change. And so when you're doing insurance and financial and stuff like that, they, you know, they have to be up on it. So she said, Linda, we spent all this time, you know, getting, I guess, what accredited or whatever it is. And she said, and then we found out after we spent all this time, Medicare didn't pay us. So all the hours, I don't know if it was days, weeks, whatever, the whole staff and Judy didn't get paid for it. For their time to work on Medicare D.
What we need to do is, at the beginning of the year, is have Judy come in. Let's talk about insurance, personal insurance, health insurance, and all this again. Because every time she comes in, she's just a fountain of information.
She's a fountain of information. But what she said is, what are you going to do?
But going back to the Toys for Tots.
Let me just finish. She said, I'm going to make lemonade out of lemons. So what did she do? She told everybody, you know what you can do? You can bring in a toy, you can bring an unwrapped toy in, or make a donation. She said, so that's what we did. We had a box full, and you brought it over, a box full of Toys for Tots was filled, and $1,000 donated. Not to them,
Toys
for Tots. So that's what happens. That's a community is what I'm talking about. Another beautiful story about a community, that if Medicare is not going to pay you, which, excuse me, it should be, it's government, pay the people who are doing the work, then they reached out, Maxwell Insurance. That's the heart of the people that we have in this community. So, yeah, I took 15 minutes. I took maybe a half hour to talk about all these different businesses that have been with us. And I go in and don't get to see them that often and bring them this, the poinsettias from Shasta College, and get a chance to talk with them, you know, briefly, however briefly, but to hear their stories. And it was great.
Well, we also saw Chuck Kenny out there Shasta Gas Propane. And they're starting another, I mean, besides a very successful business they've been doing for close to 30 years, they are also, he also said he's starting another business.
What a great story.
And that's doing really well. You know, Chuck Kenny and I walked around his business one day outside, and, you know,
we're
both of that age where we're over 70. And we're talking about all these great ideas we were having about, you know, this business would be good, this business, oh, yeah. And then, you know, so if we're having these ideas for businesses, you know, 30-year-olds should come in and sit down with Chuck Kenny and say, well, what's a good idea for a business? Because everything that man touches, everything he has started has been a success.
Well, they've
worked hard, and
really?
it took him a while after he got back from Vietnam and you know, married to strike that right balance. But once he did, he and Judy just
42 years. Really worked hard. It was great to hear the stories. We do have to take a break, but going back with Shasta Gas Propane, you know, his daughter's there, his granddaughter's there, his son-in-law's there. It's just, you know, deep family. There was a lot of cheer and love you could feel inside that building. And Chuck, it's wonderful. He is on the list now. He not only spoke at it on Veterans Day at Iowa Cemetery, they're now asking him at different places because he is the Vietnam veteran returning home that, and I want to talk about the postman when we get back. But anyway, who is now, just now, being able to really talk about it and share his experience where people need to really hear what happened and what these veterans went through, and it's a beautiful thing.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I just had a lunch yesterday with Sam Akani, who's the new CEO.
Yeah.
And where did we go? Damburger.
Okay.
Now, you know how long it's been since I've been to Damburger.
Oh, man.
And Sam had never been there, and it was very busy, not packed, uh-huh. but it was busy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and this was like 11:30. But one of the things I want to talk about for Shasta Regional Medical Center is they've got an A rating from LeapFrog, which is this organization, a national organization, that takes all the facts. It doesn't take, you know, people writing, say, oh, we're great about this. No, they look at the safety and security of patients in hospitals, and they give ratings. And Shasta Regional is the only one in our area that got an A rating, which is really good news. They've had a consistently done very, very well in the LeapFrog ratings, national ratings. So Shasta Regional Medical Center, another reason that, you know, that when you're thinking about if you have to go to a hospital, if you have to go to the emergency room, if you have to do any of these things, you got to think about Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Woman.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here on December 18th, a week away from Christmas. That means you have seven shopping days until Christmas. Yeah, I count Christmas morning. I always have, because if you get up early, you can go to an AM, PM, and there's some stores open, and you can always find something to stick into stockings, some stocking stuffers.
Did I tell
like
you
a quart of oil or a comb
that I
or some Skittles?
That was Jose Feliciano.
Yeah.
That I opened for him.
You did.
In Sacramento. And later on, he came over to a place that I was working. He and his group to a place I was working in Sacramento, and we danced.
You danced with
we
Jose
danced with Jose Feliciano.
Ooh. Hey, good news, bad news.
He's such a good singer and player.
Good news, bad news.
Okay.
Governor Newsom came to Reading on Monday. Good news. He wanted to unveil a statewide jobs program. I'm getting this from the Record Searchlight and David Benda here. And it's a, we talked a little bit about it, with, our guest, Rusty from, Rainbow Hearth. But it's a master plan for career education. And he talked about it as others, and they were inside the welding shop, an appropriate place on the campus of Shasta College. He wanted key strategies, for the North State Regional Plan, one of the 13 regional California jobs first plans developed with the help of colleges like Shasta and other community colleges. The blueprint for this thing is going to be released early next year, along with $120 million to support ready-to-go creating projects across the state within the next 3 years. And the started formally in 2021 with the establishment of a $250 million grant through the California Regional K-16 Education Collaborative. What it's going to see is that in every region receive the same amount of money, $18 million LA, $18 million North State. It doesn't matter what part of the state, it's doing it all together. So our new assemblywoman, Heather Hedwick, was there also, a proud alumni of Shasta College in Chico State. And what this does is career pathways for rural and, you know, and smaller areas, so that we can get, we can have certificates and we can have career training, for people that want to be welders or framers or diesel mechanics or work in the logging industry. They're not going to go to college. What they're going to do is be trained to get their certificate and to, be able to have a living wage from the time they start and then just do better as time goes on. It's going to connect high school and colleges so that, remember, if you remember, if you're older than probably 50, you can remember things like auto shop and woodworking and metalworking in high school.
Oh,
because
yes.
a lot of people wanted to work with their hands. Our grandson, who is at New Mexico State right now, he said he promised his parents he'd do it for a year because he would prefer to have a job where he works outside and, you know, accomplishes things like that. This is an investment in our younger people to get them trained and in the older people too. that they get trained in the trades, because we have such a shortage of trade people. And ask any employer, and they have a tough time finding people to work. And a lot of them, you know, like, you know, HVAC training, or in his case, in Rusty's case, you know, working on these fireplaces. They've got to train the person, and then, you know, over a period of time, you know, an apprenticeship, and then so that they can be trained and to be able to go out and do the job. Same thing with plumbing, like Edge Plumbing. He's got 6 trucks now, and he's got 8 people there. 2 of them are apprentices.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. But, see, it's that kind of work. Is there a school for plumbing? Is there a school for electricians? And I think then you can get into the trades group we have here in Reading, and they get into the apprenticeships. So that's the good news, is that they're going to be investing money in the trades. The bad news, he's here in Shasta County. He doesn't bother seeing the Board of Supervisors, the City Council, as he did in Colusa County, and they wrote a letter. And so our CEO, Rickert, wrote a letter saying, hey, you know what, we so much appreciate the fact that, you know, this is happening for Shasta County, you know, with the schools and the trades. But you didn't even bother talking, spending 30 minutes with our Board of Supervisors to hear, you know, these are the problems that we're facing up here in rural California, up here in the northern end of the state, where many of the legislators who are from the Southern California area don't even realize that there is a northern part
right.
of the state past Sacramento. Oh, yeah, they've heard of Mount Shasta because, oh, yeah, we can go up there. Or they come up there and go out on Lake Shasta. But as far as understanding that, it's a 3-hour trip to Costco. They have no concept of this. And, you know, so the governor could have taken the 30 minutes, an hour, to sit down with a combined meeting. They could even combine it with our city council and our Board of Supervisors to listen to some of the things that are happening up here, and things that have a huge impact on us. You know, we have a higher suicide rate. Why is that? Because it's a rural area. We don't have the medical support out in the rural areas. You look at MoDoc County. Yeah, there's more cattle than people there, obviously. However, they are still California citizens. And when you start talking about things, when you start talking gas prices and, well, maybe we'll start charging by the mile because the gas taxes have gone down. Maybe you should start charging by the mile. You know, that's been floated. It would have a severe impact on rural areas, and we're talking anything east of the I-5, practically. Anyway, so good news. He came up here. He made these announcements that can help with our trade, you know, training people for the trades. Bad news is he didn't even take time to sit down and talk with the leadership of Shasta County. So he could have done better on that.
Well,
he did the same thing with Colusa County. You know,
well,
I'm there, but nobody knew he was. Nobody knew.
We need another
letter. Somebody
letter.
Asked me, Blake, asked me, he says, hey, are you going out to see Newsom at 1 p.m.? Where? I hadn't heard of it. I didn't see anything in the paper or the news. And then until, okay, he was here. Did you think there was going to be, like, if you gave us a warning, there was going to be, like, 1,000 protesters out in front? No, we don't do that up here. We just don't do that. This isn't Sacramento or L.A. or San Francisco. No, but it would have been nice for him to at least
contact all the media outlets to say, hey.
Well, they were there, but Matt Plummer was there. But and Plummer says that it's important the county has a good working relationship with the state. And it's a unique occurrence for the governor to come to Shasta County and elevate the work that's happening here. It's important for our local leadership to support and become part of the ongoing conversation with the governor as much as possible. Well, yeah, that's true, Matt, but what did the governor do? Did he reach out to anybody? You know, maybe people heard about it and went out there. So the other thing is at the city council meeting last night, I don't have a lot of time for this, but at the city council meeting last night, they appointed Mike Littow to the Reading Rodeo Committee for the lease that's happening. Real estate guy that's got, you know, background in this. The also said that they wanted to give $100,000 to the pot for the flights to Denver, you know, because they have to have so much that's going in there to Denver, and you know, to ensure that they don't lose. I'm sorry, it was $450,000 for the Denver flight. And we have to run, so I don't have time to finish this. But these are just two things that happened at the Reading City Council last night. Big thing is Mattel is going to be there for the rodeo lease and the $450,000 for Denver flights.
Excellent.
And we will be right back
with
after
the Sheriff's
news.
Department.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
This hour at townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will continue to occupy a buffer zone inside of Syria.
Netanyahu on Tuesday toured the Syrian side of a buffer zone in the Golan Heights. Now, this area has been demilitarized for the past 50 years, but last week, Israeli troops moved into that buffer zone following the ouster of Syria's longtime president, Bashar Assad. Netanyahu has said that this move is meant to be temporary and is defensive in nature, but in a videotaped statement made on Syria's highest mountain, Mount Hermon, Netanyahu said the Israeli presence would continue for some time.
This correspondent Joe Fetterman reporting, congressional leaders have unveiled a stopgap spending bill meant to keep the federal government up and running through March 14th. Ben Thomas reports bill contains significant outlays for emergency aid for hurricane victims and farmers.
Speaker Mike Johnson.
We have to be able to help those who are in these dire straits.
Net farm income is projected to decline 4.1% this year after falling 19.4% the year before, but from record highs in 2022.
That is correspondent Ben Thomas. GOP Representative Tom McClintock of California says authorities will soon have the resources they need to better secure the border.
The American people have finally given us the tools to secure our border, and this administration, Trump under Trump, is fully prepared to do so. President Trump proved that simply enforcing laws can produce secure borders.
Congressman Tom McClintock of California is a member of the House Border Security Caucus. It's been pretty good showing so far on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by 240 points, 44,207. The S&P 500 up by 20. The NASDAQ up 35. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
The U.S. government has dedicated its more than $1 billion new embassy in Mexico. Some 2 years late, we get more details from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
More than 2 years after it was originally scheduled to be completed, and more than $1 billion, the U.S. has now dedicated its new embassy in Mexico. The dedication comes as President-elect Donald Trump is set to return to the White House next month. Trump has promised mass deportations and threatened Mexico with crippling tariffs if it does not do more to control immigration and drug trafficking. Trump has proposed Ambassador Ron Johnson is the next ambassador to Mexico. Johnson was U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during Trump's first term. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the government broke ground on the new embassy in February of 2018. It is the country's largest embassy anywhere in the world. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The world's largest maker of batteries for electric vehicles says it will get into battery swapping in China in a big way.
The idea behind battery swapping is to refuel quickly, similar to filling a conventional car with gas. Instead of waiting for the batteries to recharge, one swaps out the old ones with a block of fresh ones at a swap station. China-based CATL announced plans to open 1,000 swap stations in China next year, including Hong Kong and Macau, with a long-term goal of 10,000 stations built with partners.
This correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Barcelona's subway system is using regenerative braking to help power both its convoys and also recharge electric cars at street level. 16 subway stations in the Spanish city are equipped so that the energy from the regenerative braking system on the train can also help power those chargers for electric cars. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. You know, my energy is different when you're in here, Linda Bott.
Well, of course.
Just thought I'd mention it.
Thank you.
8:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Ben. Good morning,
Ben. Our newest. You know, I had to hire somebody named Ben to replace other Ben, who's going into the Air Force here very, very soon. So it makes it easier on me. I don't have to learn new names. I haven't even, yeah. I'm still not too sure I know what first Ben,
yeah,
so Ben one's last name is.
Well, so Ben two, what's your last name?
Sternberg.
Sternberg.
All right. How do you spell it?
S-T-E-R-N-B-E-R-G.
All right, Sternberg.
Sternberg.
All right, welcome.
Yeah. As I brought
Thank
it down.
You. Is it official now?
Yes.
All right, so we like that.
Did you sign the paperwork yet?
Yes.
All right, so it's official. So okay. You can say before Christmas that you're now part of the KCNR family, and we like that. You know, we have people that we, you know.
We'll interview Ben one day because Ben's got an interesting background, but you've got a communications degree, don't you?
Yes, I do, from the University of Akron.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Someday. So cool.
Yeah,
thank
we'll
you. Welcome.
We'll just, you know, when I have a don't have a guest and you're on, we'll just chit-chat.
Absolutely.
And you're not in the witness protection program, are you?
We always wonder about that.
No, I'm not.
You sure? Okay, I just want to make sure.
What a great cover, though.
You would be.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Hey, 47 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're getting up, go outside.
Our extensive background investigation we do.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Fingerprint and blood work and all that other stuff.
Yeah, so that's right.
Mostly sunny with
DNA temperatures. Swabs.
That's right. 63 degrees. We have a little bit of a north wind. Not bad. Tonight, mostly clear skies with our temperatures around 44. Tomorrow calls kind of the same day, but 63 again. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. But we have these clear skies for the next few days. We don't have rain until it looks like maybe Friday night. Slight chance of rain. Maybe. And then Saturday. You know, this is why it's really important to keep checking the forecast, because we know that it changes. Here it says it's 100% showers of Saturday, but anyway.
It also says sunny here, and I'm looking at some heavy clouds rolling through here.
That's right. We've got Sunday at 54 with showers as well. So, but beautiful days ahead of us here. We're blessed to just experience, like, I think we have great air quality up in Redding. I love that. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out in Anderson, the Kenny family. We, you know, we talked about the family in the first hour and all the great things that they do. They do a lot of angel work, too, that they don't really know about. So Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business where they do give veteran and senior discounts.
There you go.
There you go. I covered all
of
it.
Hey, we're here at the Sheriff's Office today. It's Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And we're here with Sergeant Kyle Wallace, who is in charge of the Administrative Division for the Sheriff's Department.
Wouldn't say I'm in charge. I would say I'm the low guy on the administrative section of the Sheriff's Office.
Oh, the low guy.
I'm the low guy.
Okay, so Sheriff Johnson is probably out duck hunting this morning. No, I'm just kidding. I know, you know. He is the first one to tell you, though. He is a duck hunter.
Yeah.
He's an avid hunter.
Avid. Yeah, it's capital, avid hunter. I mean, in capital letters. Okay. So, Kyle, or Sergeant Wallace, tell us, our listeners, driving to work, as you can see with the window of the world, people,
the millions,
you know, in the ready
millions
Christmas,
online.
They're doing whatever, and they're listening to the show.
People in Thailand.
Tell us about Kyle Wallace. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up in Shasta County. I went to school in Redding, like little country country Christian school as a elementary school. Went to Parsons and eventually went to high school up in Burney High School. So I grew up in Shasta County, Shasta kid, and all over from Redding to Burney. I started with the sheriff's office in 2005 as a cadet. Worked my way through the sheriff's office, been in our jail a couple of different times.
As a correctional officer.
Correct. Yep. As a correctional deputy, I moved to in 2006.
Not just in there because
no, like you're, sorry,
your fellow officer pulled you in there a couple of times. No, I'm kidding. Were there law enforcement in your family?
My older brother was in law enforcement.
Okay.
Worked for the sheriff's office. Worked for Reading Police Department, CHP, and
So
was it being a cadet? That you decided from being a cadet that, okay, I'm going to take this as a career?
No, I really used the cadets to, like, get my foot in the door more.
So you knew that you wanted to be in law enforcement?
Yeah, I think it's just that calling as a kid. I can't tell you when I started to want to be in law enforcement, but it was just one of those, wanted to get through, like, high school, what is it going to take to get in law enforcement? I know I had to wait till I was 21. What are the ways I can get into the door and work for the sheriff's office?
Well, it seems to have worked out for you.
I'm exactly where I want to be.
I like that.
You know what? When you're,
you know, when he's saying that, you can feel his heart.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's like, loves what he does.
When you are doing what you love or really want to do, it makes your job a lot easier, and even if it's a tough job like you all have out there.
Yeah, I think being able to go to work with a happy, like, ready to go to work is the key to any job in law enforcement. When a lot of the sacrifices are for our families, being able to leave and go to work and being family behind me to let you go to work, that's what we all need in law enforcement, to be able to get to work, go to work, and know we're supported when we're at work.
Oh, yeah.
And have the right spouse that could understand, you know, what that is. It's almost like being married to somebody who's in the service.
Yeah, military
that you,
wife.
That she must needs to understand. I married Carl after he retired. So, but I have a heart for those women that where their spouses or for the spouse that's left behind when they're, as a man as well, when their spouses deploy. And so with you, when you go to work, when you were in the jail or were in the environment that you're in, you never know every day.
Yeah, and it's uncertain when we leave, so it's important when we do leave that we're on solid foot. Like, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, try to be as safe as I can. Wife's taken care of, knows what, just that family unit of going in any law enforcement and any military career, it's really a two-sided street and trying to make sure that they're all going the same direction.
Yeah, you know, we have on a regular basis in the military spouse appreciation day, because it used to be wives, but now it's spouse appreciation day. And it helps bring them into the family, especially if you get ready to deploy. We build this infrastructure for those spouses while everybody else deploys that they're taken care of. So I'm sure it's that kind of same organizations where the spouses are, you know, they're brought into the family of the Shasta County Sheriff.
Yes.
Like that. Okay. We're here with Kyle Wallace, Sergeant Kyle Wallace, who is a sergeant in the administrative area. And so much enjoy Sheriff Johnson and Chief Barner sending in different people from their from the law enforcement community, so people get to know who they are and talk to the, you know, the experts in that area. So we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. not and repair, windshield repair. We've already talked about him, but
Over 30 years in the industry.
That's right, and he can fix a windshield better than anybody. He brings your vehicle into a climate controlled area, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, RV, and then he repairs the windshield, and then he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, gosh, can he repair it? What should I do? Bring your vehicle in to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. And Jeff is just honest as anybody you'll ever meet. He'll give you the straight scoop, and if he can fix it, he'll fix it and guarantee it. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1468.
Oh, guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is. Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is.
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Yeah! Woo!
It's hump day.
And you know what? When people, we're going to do what we're going to do, okay? This is something that, you know, it's kind of a sense of humor. It makes us feel good. That makes, every time we hear it, I don't care. Every time I laugh.
That's true.
I giggle. And I love to see our guests, you know, what they, they're like looking at us.
Your boss loves us. He just sits there and just chuckles.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to imagine Michael Johnson maybe chuckling, but he does. Okay.
Well, remember when we were in, we went through a period there of about 6-7 years where everything was just, you were afraid to say anything, do anything. You know, like your space, you weren't even sure if you looked at somebody a certain way. I think we're getting a little bit.
I think that's,
hopefully,
I think
we're
that's
starting
changing.
To soften
the
that.
The wokeness, the
you're always
cancer
gonna
culture.
Have, you know, you like The Office, the whole show, The Office. You're always going to have somebody like this that's just kind of like, you know, drags your knuckles and does weird stuff and says weird stuff. And they're just going to be that person, and you just need to tolerate it. I mean, as long as they don't touch you inappropriately. But you're going to have somebody like that. Always going to be somebody like that. You're going to be on a subway. You're going to be on a train. You're going to be in a plane. You're going to be somewhere, and there's going to be somebody like that. You just got to learn to tolerate it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Linda's on a roll today. I'm just kind of like sitting back, and Sergeant Wallace and I are looking at him. He has put his hands on his handcuffs a couple of times, but don't worry. Or maybe it was the mace. I'm not sure. We're here with Sergeant Kyle Wallace from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Now, you've been wanting to be a law enforcement officer really for most of your life, and now you are. You're happy. You know, we talked about wives and children and how important it is to have them into that family. They understand, you know, what you do and all that. So tell us what you do. You're here, you said, from the administrative side of it.
Yeah, so the administrative sergeant has several roles. A lot of it is support, the training. So we have a training coordinator through the California Peace Officer Standards of Training. Deputies have to get to certain trainings throughout the year. So I supervise the training unit, making sure that deputies get to the trainings that they need to, get the hotels. I have a training coordinator who helps out with a lot of that, thank goodness. There's a lot of work to do to get deputies to these trainings throughout the state. Being in the North State, we have a lot of local trainings through SHIELD. But then obviously a lot has to go to the Bay Area and Sacramento to get the training that we need. So I supervise the training coordinator in that position. The other like key is the policy of the sheriff's office, making sure that policy is up to date. In law enforcement, every career field, everything's always moving and changing, keeping up on our policies to make sure that we're up to date.
That's a full-time policies. Do they change? Your policies change frequently?
Not necessarily the like overall structure of our policies, but a lot of the nuances of as laws change, as new case laws come out, and so it's
that's
always
where just, I would imagine it comes from the state,
right?
For the most
that's
part,
that's what I meant. Like
yes.
You know,
yeah. our structure's the same. Service, like pride, excellence, all of those things are in the policy and like guide us. But as far as like the nuances of the change coming from every direction, trying to keep up on policy, making sure it goes forward. The other portion is the internal affairs investigations. Obviously, when you hear like IA, everybody like, right, it gets people nervous, like the internal affairs investigations. A lot of internal affairs investigations are really just trying to figure out what happened, especially from like Sheriff Johnson being the sheriff and up. He doesn't really necessarily get to know all of the day-to-day in and out of what's going on in the sheriff's office. So as the administrative sergeant, I'm tasked with going and trying to figure out what's going on, what's the...
All the little nuances that are happening, that the sheriff can't be there for everything. But it all kind of comes to you as the guy, and then you brief the sheriff. Is that what I'm hearing? Yeah, and in much of this?
A lot of the, like, the day-to-day operations, yeah. Making sure that everything's going right, as the office of the sheriff and the direction that he wants to be, go out and make sure that those things are going on. So it's a really unique position because I answer directly to the sheriff and undersheriff. So I have the ability to go different places and talk with a different voice almost. So it's not just Kyle Wallace talking when I'm talking to my peers and other deputies. I'm really have the voice of the sheriff and trying to keep
everybody going. You're passing on instructions and things. Yeah, the sheriff would like to see this.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. You're kind of like first sergeant, not the XL, but kind of like the first sergeant in the military. You know, top enlisted man in the unit or sergeant major, always interacting with the boss from a different viewpoint, and then making sure it's disseminated.
Yes,
to the troops. Yeah, I can figure that out now. Then, so now you're first sergeant. Or if you'd like sergeant major, we can do that. The training of I just saw a wonderful Facebook posting. You had so many people that y'all are hiring. I mean, they had to use wide angle lens to get everybody in there.
Yeah, we swore in eight on Monday, two correctional deputies and six sheriff's deputies.
Wow.
That's the most I've ever seen.
Well, I remember when y'all would be bidding the bushes to get one guy every 6 months.
Yeah.
If you remember back during those time frames. But now, obviously, whatever you're doing in your recruiting is working. And where did these, this may not be in your bailiwick, but where did they come from? Were they, some of them just, I remember one of the correctional officers, former Marine, big guy.
Yep.
Big guy. I'm not sure if he's brand new or did you get some lat moves or what?
So this group that were hired were all new hires. Four of them went to the we sent to the academy. The sheriff's office actually sent to the academy. Those four worked in the jail previously.
Oh, okay.
So two were originally correctional deputies, just got hired as correctional deputies.
Mm-hmm.
Two other ones were deputies went back to into the jail. Two of those were hired as deputies to go to the academy in July.
Okay.
They just started earlier about this time last year.
Okay.
And then.
So they've been with the Shasta County. They know the infrastructure and they know the people and everything.
Correct.
So
the one deputy is new to the agency, like new. He's from the Ready or the North State. He's just getting his start with the sheriff's office. So a lot of the six deputies, five of them were working for us and currently worked for us prior to being hired. And only one is from right off the street and getting them hired up and try to get them trained.
All right. So starting at the jail, it used to be all deputies that went out on patrol started as correctional officers. At one time, didn't they?
It's been a transition. Probably around 2000 is when they started hiring, or the sheriff's office started hiring correctional deputies. Before that, they were all deputies. Mm-hmm. And then the road, I wouldn't say split because we're one agency, we're going one direction, but the correctional, you can be hired as a correctional deputy and that's your own career. You can stay
that's
in the jail.
That's your work path.
Yep. Yeah. And you can promote and stay within there. Then deputies, once that happened and there was enough staffing, then deputies could get hired directly to the street, which weren't really, it's two different career paths, really.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them collide, obviously. A lot of correctional deputies want to be deputies to advance their careers and go out and work on the street. The majority of that, everybody has a different career path and what they want.
Now you were in the correctional officer,
yes,
for a while, and when I went through the jail on a tour, I was kind of surprised, not totally surprised, but it was so interesting to learn what the correctional officer faces, vices the deputy on the road, patrol deputy.
Yeah.
And that your all's job in the jail as a correctional officer is, it's tough. I mean, where the deputy on patrol may see the perpetrator one time when they arrest him. You end up living with him for a year, mm-hmm. essentially, in
yeah.
the jail. So is it difficult keeping your private life private while you're in the jail when you've got 1,000 ears all listening at the same time?
It really is. Has to be a conscious effort to limit. There's a lot of people I only know by last names. Like, I can work with somebody like 10, 15 years and introduce them to my wife. Like, this is Bot. Like, I wish I knew his first name. So a lot of those, like, personal details, it's a conscious effort to try to limit what you talk about, where you're at,
sure.
Knowing who's around you. And the difference between the jail, like, you're there the whole time. Where a deputy can take a break on the street, he can go park under a tree, he can go get a coffee, he can go reset different ways. But in the jail, it's a lot harder. You have to be a lot more creative
sure.
to have those breaks.
Well, and then the guys you see maybe have been in the jail for a year. They've been sentenced to for a year, 14 months or whatever. When you're out on the street, here they come, and you see them because they live here.
Yeah.
And so that also must be something that's got a little bit of a, you're walking with your family and here comes, Joe Smith, who'd been in jail for a year for assault, that you had been, interacting with this guy. Does he want to become your best friend or is he just kind of, mm-hmm. does he kind of like move away from you?
It really depends on the inmate themselves.
Yeah.
My wife and I, and I think most, all law enforcement has a plan when they see somebody they've arrested, they've interacted.
Yeah.
If you're with your family, like what they're supposed to do. I squeeze my wife's hand. She just knows she takes the kids and walks off. And I try to figure out what that is. You don't know what that interaction is yeah. going to be till you get there, but might as well have the wife and kids safe around the corner. And
that's what I've heard before
yeah.
is that there's a signal. And once the signal is given, family goes in one direction, you go the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Hey, we're here with Sergeant Kyle Wallace, who is in charge of the administrative division
for
the training.
Sergeant, yes.
He's kind of like the first sergeant major. He's in there briefing the sheriff, gets sheriff's thoughts, and then he disseminates the information, from your level.
Yes.
Out. And you can say it differently.
Mm-hmm. Same message. Just
same
trying
message.
To get it to you. From the executive level to the line staff.
To the working
wow.
guys.
Yeah, make all sure right. everybody's going.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. It was founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967, and they give great haircuts. They give super haircuts. Locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, which is how I roll. And you're going to get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barber shop, and it's a great barber shop. You need to go in there. If you get your haircut at some salon, I'm not saying anything, guys, about getting your hair trimmed in a salon where women are in there getting their hairs coiffed.
Coiffed. You do not
and
get
blown,
coiffed there.
And blown and
nope.
sprayed
nope.
and teased and colored. That's fine. You want to do that? That is totally up to you. But if you want to go into a barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Working on a night move, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move.
This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa with an important message. If you have been a recent victim of wildfire, please pay close attention because this may affect you. I'm pleased to announce that Congress recently passed a legislative package that included my bill, the Protect Innocent Victims of Taxation After Fire Act. This law exempts wildfire relief payments and settlements from federal income taxes. Taxpayers will be able to claim refunds for any taxes paid on wildfire settlement funds since 2020 by filing an amended return or claiming the change in the next tax year. My bill ensures that IRS doesn't take from the pockets of individuals in their time of need and that they have every available dollar to them to recover and rebuild. This law is returning hundreds of millions of dollars to NorCal families and small businesses. If my office can assist you in any way further, please visit my website at lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? Your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
And good morning, and welcome.
We're here chit-chatting
it's
with Kyle.
It's Wednesday, hump day, as we call it. We've got with us Kyle Wallace, who's the administrative sergeant with, the administrative sergeant with the Redding Sheriff's Department. Hey. Shasta County Sheriff's Department, as we would call him.
Hey, if you're looking for that perfect Christmas present, head on down to readingrodeo.com and buy your family tickets. For the Reading Rodeo for next year, we always sell out Saturday or Friday and Saturday. And now Wednesday and Thursday are getting close to selling out each year. So get your tickets early. Go to readingrodeo.com and get your tickets. Don't go to these other sites. They will charge you more. And as we found out last year, one of the sites was selling bogus tickets. People would show up and say, that's not our ticket, buddy. So, or they didn't, or they weren't in the database. That when people came in to pick up their tickets. ReadingRodeo.com. Get your tickets. What a great, you know, stocking stuffers. What a great present. Okay. We're here with, as Linda said, Sergeant Kyle Wallace from the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. And we're going to talk about training. Is that something you, because you were a field training officer and other things, so.
I was the field training supervisor, like, for about 2.5 years before I was the administrative sergeant. So the FTO, the both programs, the jail training program and the field training program, obviously for the jail, the JTO program, it's 12 weeks of sitting with somebody, sitting with a senior officer in two different phases, trying to learn the details of the job, trying to learn the nuances. And even after that 12 weeks, like, you still have a general idea of what you're doing, but there's still so much to learn. So the jail training program.
How do you even train somebody?
How do you train for that?
Do they just shadow you for a while?
So it's built in it's building blocks. So when you're first with, you get a JTO, you get your training officer. For the first couple of weeks, you're shadowing. After that, you're getting a little bit more responsibility and more responsibility and more responsibility. By the end of that 12 weeks, you should be able to do most things by yourself. If you haven't been able to do it, at least be able to go find the resources to
get some assistance.
To get those assistance, to know who to ask, know who to talk to, who to get that help from. So the jail training program is broke up into two phases. The first phase is upstairs. So we have the three levels, the 12 different pods. Each pod has a different inmate classification. So you have to learn the different job classifications, learn the different responsibilities and roles per level. It's a unique, the housing for the jail is obviously a dynamic situation where people are held for years on end. I think the longest person in there right now has been in there for over 5 years. So trying to understand.
And that in itself, a jail with having somebody in there for 5 years, it's a prison now.
Almost.
I mean, and I understand down in LA County, there's some people in LA County been sentenced to 40 years in the county jail. I mean, my gosh, they could, should become warden after like 30 or something, or do you let them retire? I mean, oh, hey, you've been in here 40 years. Is the dog bothering you?
No, it just distracting.
Come here. He's rolled around on his back, and he's laying on Sergeant Wallace's feet.
Kyle's a dog lover, so, you know, Buford knows that.
He's
a buddy.
We will move him.
No, I'm all right.
Okay. He doesn't do that to people. So I'm starting to, here's another thing. Sergeant Wallace has dogs come over and lay on his feet upside down. Okay. On the, what do you think is the hardest thing for your new correctional officers to learn, or the hardest part of their job when they're starting off?
I think it's the authority that they have and trying to give them their voice when and how to say things.
Uh-huh.
So problem solving, everybody has a different way to problem solve.
Sure.
You give five cops with the exact same experience, the same problem, you're going to get it five different ways.
Sure.
So through those training programs, you're really trying to show them how to problem solve, getting it from my perspective, getting it from the next JTO's perspective, so you can learn the overall how to problem solve, when to use your voice, how to solve situations, how to manage crisis, and trying to just move in a way that, like, you're obviously not breaking the rules, you're solving the problem, not just for the right now problem, but trying to solve the problem for the next couple of months. So for that jail time, giving them their voice, understanding what they can and can't do, where they can and can't be, should they be standing here, should they stand there. So there's a lot of nuances to the job. It's not just talking to an inmate. It's where you should stand when you're talking to the inmate. Should you stand to the left, to the right? Where's your partner's going to be? So a lot of the nuances, besides just teaching them how to solve problems, it's now trying to teach them where and how to stand.
Prisoners who have been in the system several times try to manipulate the system, I'm sure, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that it's difficult when you're asking a question and you're talking to somebody who's been in this system that they're not lying to you every time they talk. Or maybe there's just a grain of truth there and that you've got to glean through all of that?
A lot of that just comes in fairness. Uh-huh. Like in life, everybody just wants things to be fair the best we can be. Through the jail training program, trying to emphasize that you treat everybody the same, try to be fair. That's where respect is earned in the jail system.
As long as you treat everybody the same, somebody doesn't perceive that somebody's getting special, you know, or this guy is just a hard ass on everybody, that you can listen. And you can't solve their problems.
And you're also known by the inmates of how you are and how you operate and if you solve problems or if you push problems aside. So as you go along with your career in law enforcement and the jail, you can really start building relationships with inmates, not in relationships of like friends, but in a relationship of they're going to trust you to come to you about information. They're going to trust you to talk to you about certain aspects that they might not talk to other officers about. And it's really trying to, for that jail training programs, trying to find that middle where accountability is most important. Trust is, again, like right after that and trying to treat all the inmates the same and be as fair as you can.
Okay. We're here with, you know what, this is, I'm really enjoying this conversation. Because this is really the first time we've talked to anybody that talked about what it takes to be a correctional officer
right.
and the tough things and all that. The other first that we've never had is our dog goes over and is laying on your feet. So, you know, you've got a dog, obviously, and but I've never seen him do that in 9-10 months. Just lay there on your feet. Like that. So you get to take him home. And that's one of the, they didn't tell you, the sheriff didn't tell you about
There's
that.
A gift everybody
There's
gets
a gift
give.
There. You get yep. to take him home for a week and then you can bring him back. We expect him to be trained when he comes
get
back.
Him trained up.
We're here with Sergeant Kyle Wallace, administrative officer, but has also been the field training supervisor for not just deputies on patrol, but also in the correctional officers and getting insights about what it takes to be a correctional officer and survive and, but also do well as a correctional officer. And we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 AM and 90.
Well, yeah.
I was combining 96.5 FM and 1460 to make it 96.50.
Yeah.
No, it's 96.5.
No
FM
shortcuts
and
there, buddy.
1460 AM.
Yeah, and KTNR1460.com.
There you go.
If there's some, if you've heard about some shows, you can always go back. One of the things that we do offer on our website are the archives from prior shows.
Free to anybody. If you want to go back to our first show, it's on there 15 years ago. It's there.
Celebrating 15 years.
Gosh.
We've been on the air
since
2009 on December 14th.
And I went back and listened to that show one day.
Oh, my God.
How,
you did?
You know what? I'm still surprised we're on the air. I'm surprised we're on the air a week after we started. But
well, you know, we did have
Bob
some
Belongi, and everybody knows Bob.
Oh,
it's his birthday. His birthday last
remember
week.
Remember, he had the swine flu.
Oh God!
Remember the swine flu? He had the swine flu the day of, and then you had something the day before, and you couldn't even get out of bed. And all of a sudden, we had these sick people. We were not really sure with our instruments and all this stuff. We weren't in here. We were over there. And there he was the day after he was getting out of bed and he was trying to put together wires.
They
and
were still
calling,
crawling
yeah.
underneath. Anyway.
We had a bunch of
that.
Really, but yeah. Wait, Loyal.
Oh my gosh. He was with us for a
Senator
long time.
Senator Johansson.
Yeah.
The people that came out that were on the air.
Yeah.
The veteran community and some of our
so if you want to
still with us today.
So if you want to listen to that, and I don't know why you would, but if you do, it's still there. Hey, we're here with Sergeant Kyle Wallace, really enjoying our interview with him. He's an administrative officer, but he's also got experience in the jail and on patrol. And we're talking about correction officers who go through a different type of training, and that's their career path in many cases. Some of them come into the jail and then move over to the patrol side of it. When you're a supervisor for the field training for the officers, what do you look for in there, Sergeant Wallace? You know, for somebody that they've gone through the police academy or they've gone through post and they've come back to you, and we're not talking lat moves, we're talking, you know, well, maybe, yeah, lat moves. What do you all look for out there on when you're training?
Again, it's that engagement and voice and talking. Again, this law enforcement's job is talking. It's talking with every individual, all types of every society, every class, from the richest to the poorest. It's really trying to give them what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. Obviously, like, laws restrain us from doing sometimes what we think it might be feel right or necessary. It's just trying to give them the opportunity to learn how to problem solve on a different level, not necessarily from the inmate side, but now to regular everyday life, neighbor disputes, property line disputes, marital disputes, family disputes. Mm. And it's just the a wide array of things that they will encounter in this job.
When they show up, first of all, it heightens the apprehension and the, you know, having a property line dispute. We've had one of those in our family. And when your dad, you know, he had to pull down a, shed. He had been there for, I don't know, 15 years. Because the person measured the property lines and found out that, hey, this is our property here. Okay. It wasn't a battle. It just happened. But I can imagine when you show up for that, there's already two groups of people that are angry. And now you've just been juxtaposed into this, trying to solve this and keep peace.
And most of those times, like, the neighbors have tried to get along. They've tried to mitigate it together. And by the time law enforcement gets there, it could be weeks, months, days later of this feud trying to happen. And the longer you're angry about something, the bigger the feud gets. And you don't know what you're going to get into when you get to those calls. Right? You go to a property line dispute, and is this yesterday's problem or is it last year's problem?
Well, you know, when you have things are grandfathered in. We have that where we are downtown. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I suppose that there's a map, and we have a map, but I think that, you know, you realize that some of these older houses, things kind of don't, they just kind of, you know what I mean? They just blend.
They just exist. They existed before other people got there.
Exactly.
Or was it taken on accident, like in between ownerships?
It's, you know, you would think it's grandfathered, but not necessarily. Domestic violence calls. Those must be a, does that raise alerts when you go to things like that?
It is. It's the most dangerous calls that we go to. It's the most volatile. It's the most energy. A lot of the time with alcohol is going to be related. So there's going to be a lot of dynamics to it. Again, like what, and it infects everybody. So it's, it affects all walks of class. It affects all different levels.
Yeah, I mean, you get them from the richest to the poorest in those groups.
And everybody has something different to lose in those situations. So when you're going to those, like, how much is this person going to lose, like, during this type of dispute? What's their future going to hold if they comply or don't comply?
Yeah.
There really are a dangerous call just from the unknowns. It's not something that you can prepare for. You just have to get there and be ready. And
well, you're there to keep the peace. And you could have both of them then turn on you, you know, when you walk in. And things I've read that, even though he's whacking her around or she's whacking him around, that, no, you're not going to, you know. Yeah, okay, he just beats me up every so often. Yeah. Well,
and that happens. A lot of people don't call law enforcement for us to act necessarily. They come for us to make the peace.
Yeah.
Calling law enforcement should calm a situation down, should do this. But then we're obligated by law to make arrests under certain situations where now they called us for their own intended purpose. And then we get there, and now we're obligated by law to act under certain,
especially on the domestic violence.
Now we're legally obligated to respond, and that's not necessarily what they want, or probably wasn't even what they needed. But getting into those situations and trying to decide, obviously we're going to follow the law, we're going to go that side and try to figure out the best way to manage this like crisis for them at that portion, but once we do get outside of what they originally intended on calling for is typically when the situation changes and both sides change and I wouldn't say the words attack per se, but like now both sides are mad at you just for showing up when they called you. And it's a very unique call.
That seems like really a tough call right there. It's not like somebody broke into your place and you catch them. You know, that's pretty cut and dried and all that. So, are the New Year's Eve is coming up. Is that kind of a heightened alert for all the, for the Sheriff's Department? Or is that different than any other night?
Not necessarily out in the county. Obviously the city, everybody goes to the city.
Yeah.
Our rural areas have certain locations, but it's far fewer than like the actual city of Reading. a lot of it's just like if there's going to be house party calls, if there's going to be like small disturbances here and there. I wouldn't say it's any different than any other night. Obviously, more people are out. More people are traveling to and from. More, possibly like more intoxicated drivers. Mm. More danger to the road after certain parts of the night. But the overall calls for service for the sheriff's office, it's about the same. It's about the same.
Okay.
Okay.
We're here with Sergeant Kyle Wallace, who is administrative sergeant in the sheriff's department and is also done so many other things in there. Think of him as a sergeant major in the battalion. That, I mean, he interacts, giving the sheriff the feelings from the troops, and then the sheriff passes information that then Kyle gets back to the troops in the best fashion there. Maybe not as, you know, from the high level, but breaks it down. So thanks a lot for being with us today, Kyle.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure meeting you, and you've obviously, our dog has fallen in love with you. And you get to take him home for Christmas. I keep trying this, and it just doesn't work. So be safe out there, and thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Merry Christmas.
New city council member, Mike Latow, will be joining
all right.
us. We got a 7 to 8 open. I may just pull somebody in just for fun.
Maybe you interview Ben.
I can talk to Ben, but if he's here tomorrow. But also maybe we'll get Janky in here. So he's always good for a giggle. So everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.